when you deal with failure well and you move on, you just might find yourself on late-night television. That's what happened to paleontologist Ted Daschler, whose discovery of a so-called fishapod landed him an interview with Stephen Colbert.
It looks like this animal specialized in living in shallow water. It's got the fins, it's got the breathing structures, it's still got scales in it, and really is an animal that would do best in water, but may have begun to come on land. And in evolution...
So this is the precursor of all limbed animals?
Correct.
Are you saying I am part trout?
You absolutely... You are part fish.
I am part fish.
A special kind of fish. A lobe-finned fish.
A lobe-finned fish.
Yes.
So it goes fish, monkey, man.
With a few in-between stages, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But before Ted Daschler's splashy success, there was a much quieter disappointment that happened way up in the cold, desolate Canadian Arctic. Let's hear his story.
And so our dream in 1999 was to get out there and to find evidence of the earliest limbed animals and the ecosystems in which they lived. I'm Ted Daschler, and I'm a paleontologist at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University. I work on fossils, more specifically fossils from the Devonian period, going back 380 million years ago. The area we were looking at had been roughly mapped. Now imagine, though, that you had an area the size of Pennsylvania. Even after we did our homework and realized exactly where the rock of the right age was exposed, how would we know where to go first? We spent 3 to 4 months work just planning for our first expedition up there, because you have to have everything. Once you're there, there's no corner store to go to, there's nothing. You are hundreds of miles from the nearest anything. And we had spent a lot of money, and we had spent a lot of time, and we had put our reputation on the line. There was a newspaper article back here in Philly. They called it Neil and Ted's Excellent Adventure. We felt pressure to produce. Almost from the first day, we're saying, okay, nothing there. We found things, but nothing of great interest. Our second camp we went up to, we found nothing. Goose egg, zero. We'd go to the cook tent, have a meal, and go back and read some more, and go to the cook tent and talk or play cards and go back. We were really bored. My colleagues, who had a little more experience and a little wiser than me at the time, said, nope, we've got to be persistent. You don't find things way more often than you find things in paleontology. So we get back from that first field season, disappointed, absolutely disappointed. And the frustration was in me was just palpable.
You know, I certainly didn't have that sense that I was part of a project that was really going anywhere real fast. So my name is Fred Mollison. I'm the fossil preparator in vertebrate paleontology here at the Academy of Natural Sciences, and I'm the guy who gets the fossils out of the rock when they come back from the field. I use some compressed air to blow the debris away as I loosen it from the jaw, and it's just a slow process of removing material. You just follow the bone, and when there's no more material to remove from the bone, you're done. You always hope that you have an important discovery, but with paleontology, you get what the earth gives you, you know, so you can't, it's not something you can set your sights on exactly.
We basically had to learn. We wanted to be where the rivers were making big bends and leaving mud on the floodplains, et cetera, et cetera. And that was the key to figuring out what would be the best area to dig. In the year 2000, we went back to the Canadian Arctic, and we were in the regions further to the east of where we had worked before. And geologically, we had high hopes that that would be a better area. And you know what? Almost immediately, I think the clouds opened and the sun shined, and we started to find a site which had potential. But again, there was no eureka moment right then and there. The next time we were back was 2002. Okay, one more field season, better rocks, better fossils, but still we didn't have front page news to report to anybody. So we went back in 2004 and hit a gold mine. What we learned in 1999, when we sort of failed to find interesting material, really started the path. We found an animal that is sort of a stepping stone between the finned animals living in aquatic settings and limbed animals that began to exploit the land. We called it Tiktaalik Rosé. That felt great. That was redemption. Felt really good.